shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and your beacon of light in this abyss of darkness. That's right. You're out there, you're not, you know what people call and said, you know what, you had the right attitude yesterday. We can't just cut our wrists and throats and bury our heads and go away. You can't. This is our country. 50% of the country, or 49.8, thinks that Obama, our president, is doing a good enough job to get reelected. All right. 48% or 47% thought that Romney could be the man to do the job. Well, guess what? 48, 47. 49, 47. President Obama is the president. Now, the big thing is to make sure that there's a difference between yesterday and 2 days ago and what goes on in the future. We have so many problems here, so many economic problems. We've got world problems. I like to find out what happened in Benghazi. All these things have to happen. And now he's in a sprint to put Obamacare in and implement it totally. It's got 11 months before everybody has to start buying insurance. There's so many things happening. So now is not the time to pull back. Now is not the time to get your bug out bags and run to the woods. Now is your time to stand up. Now is your time to say, you know what? We still have a voice. We still need to have a voice out there. We still need to take care of what's happening here in Redding, Shasta County, and the North State. All right. 7:07 in the morning. It is November the 8th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Quite the shirt you have there.
Yes.
Those planets are bumpkins. That girl has no clothes on. What kind of shirt is that?
She is dressed.
Where? Where? My God.
It's like a superwoman.
Trish Clark is with me again this week. So what do you think, Trish?
Good morning, Carl. Your message is right on. We have a job to do. And it starts right here at home. Because what I see in this election is that we have a lot of people voting in this election over things that ought not to make a difference in who you vote for president. A feeling that they're not going to be able to get their birth control pills. That's not a reason to vote for a president. We need to start educating. We need to go back to the basics. We need to get back into our schools. Start right here at the local area and start teaching the Constitution again. Start exposing our students in high schools and in grade schools to the Federalist Papers, the history of this country, why we are where we are, why we're the great country we are. And we got to start at the roots again because we've lost it. We're 50% tipping that don't have a clue what the Constitution means and thinks they're voting for somebody who's going to give them something.
Well, that's something then. You know what? KCNR and other ones like this, the mainstream media has bought into this. But when you get into, and Corporation Radio many times has bought into this. But when you get into the ones like our show, like our station, and there's many like this. There's hundreds throughout.
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds of
stations, local stations out there with local shows and local people talking about, hey, what, this is what really is important to me. And this is the way we need to run our city and our county and our state. That's really important. Now, but speaking of something that's even more important, Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo advisor. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, the major averages are poised to recover from yesterday's market retreat following this morning's economic data. Currently, the Dow's up 4 points at 12,937, while the Nasdaq's up 2 at 2,938, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,395. Oil's up 59 cents at $85.03 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.84%. Gold's up $5.10 this morning at $1,719, while silver is up 33 cents at $32 an ounce. some of our most actively traded stocks. Bank of America is up 33 cents at $9.54. McDonald's is down 55 cents at $86.30, while Pfizer is down 4 pennies at $24.13. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you very much. Our Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you want to go down and talk to them and get the true skinny on what's happening in Wall Street, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. Give them a call, and they're going to help you out with your investments there. Okay, got to take a quick break. We come back. Hey, if you guys still got comments about you, are you still undecided on the vote, on who you're voting for? Why don't you just give us a call, and we'll help you out with that. 530-605-4567. Oh, I also need to, I'm going to kind of paraphrase a letter that I received from one of our listeners about on charities and charity events. Carl Bott.
Trish Clark.
We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, folks. Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown Restaurant and Bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. The holidays are coming, and we are currently taking reservations for our private banquet room. No rubber chickens on our menu. Tapas will make your event special. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown. Always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, but Trish Clark is here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Espresso Joe's, it's 57 degrees. We got to do the weather here in a minute, and Trish is going to do that. But it's going to get colder and colder, so what do you need? You need hot coffee or tea from Espresso Joe's right down at Tobacco and Brew, and then walk next door. They've got the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. Plus, they are truly good citizens of our city and county and state. Joe and Shelley are. They support veterans. They support a lot of our community events. That's Tobacco and Brew. Weather there? Weather girl?
Well, we're going to have showers, and we've been waiting since early morning because they're predicted 80% chance. High near 54 today. Winds in the from the west at 6 to 9 miles an hour. Rain through this evening, 80% chance, but no rain yet. It's going to get colder. Time for coffee and brew. The weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Now, their thing on the 10th is no longer going to happen, the winemaker's dinner. They've had to postpone that to a different date, and they will. We'll let you know exactly what that's going to be.
But pizza tonight.
Pizza tonight. And you know what? Warm pizza, individually made in their oven that was specially made for pizza, and bread, which they bake their own bread. So you have those wood-fired pizzas.
Yes, and you need to call and make a reservation because Thursday night is busy
right.
night.
474-5546. Okay, with us is Zach Bonin from RABA, and there's going to be a big event on Monday.
That's right, the Veterans Day event. It's our third year now. We've had these events, and we've raised a lot of money for veterans' bus passes. Last year, we raised $4,100, and that goes directly to buying bus passes for veterans.
For veterans that may be down in their luck that use, they have to use the buses to get around and their families. So how do you get, and once, say you're a veteran and you want to get a bus pass, what do you do?
Well, we've teamed up with the Veterans Affairs Office, and down there, they take all our bus passes once we get them, and they distribute them to the veterans.
And that's Bob Dunlap in the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, right down here off of
Shasta.
Yeah, Shasta and Court Street.
I think 1855 Shasta is the address.
Yeah, but if you go down to the corner and you kind of look up the street, you'll see this flag. Go for the flag. It's the only one on the street.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, so Monday morning we're going to be out there real early, 6 a.m., but we're going to be doing a kind of a drive-through drop-off. At Mount Shasta Mall, corner of Dana and Hilltop. And you'll see the big bus out there. We'll have it parked. And then
you'll see me out there with our setup because we're going to be there doing remote. Linda will be here in the studio, but I'll be out there doing a remote.
Great. Yeah, it'll be a good time. We have a lot of people that just pull up and drop off and go on to work. So we're hoping that we can do the same and maybe increase this year.
I expect, my friends to come through there and drop off a dollar or two and coffee. And perhaps some crullers or a crullers, crullers,
donuts.
Some crullers, donuts, crullers,
fat pills.
oatmeal cookies, coffee. See if I'm okay out there.
Okay.
Anything extra will be given to the other people around there. Okay.
That's right. So we're excited, and we'll be out there all day, hoping to raise some money.
Well, I think it's a good cause. We've helped with this before. The fact is that the money does go to the veterans that are in need. We had a very successful North Valley stand down a couple weeks ago that helped people. And this is just another way. When things are tough right now and people are just, they're still having to get around town. And you can get around town on RABA. We were just talking about that during the break. I can't get here by 6:30 in the morning from where I live because y'all don't start till around 6:30. But I can get over to Tobacco and Brew. In just a little while. And you can go out, you go out to the airport and you go throughout the city, right?
Yeah, the airport run is one of our newer runs. And we start at Mount Shasta Mall and we take 6 runs a day out to the airport and back. And that really helps the IASCO pilots is really the main focus of that run. But
Hammered the yellow cab guy, so.
It did. Where it's an,
So their tax dollars are going to take their.
The contract for IASCO has some private money in it, does it not?
It does, and the yellow cab guys actually are still working out there and they providing are. Transportation for those guys. So
now, does IASCO pay you all to do this?
They do. It's a partnership where they're buying monthly passes from the students for the students, and the students then ride all over town, where before they were only getting to the school and back, and now they're able to shop, and they go into town a lot and shop. So
private enterprise at work.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so then we're going to be talking about Monday when we want to raise money, though, for our veterans. And the best way to do that is to come out at Mount Shasta Mall, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then they can just drive by, right?
That's right.
Just drive by, drop off money, and it is just money we're looking for here, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, what if they can't make it?
The big yellow bus was confusing because we were hoping to get a big yellow bus full of money.
A big blue bus.
A big blue bus full of money. That would be nice. Okay, so, and then now, what if they can't make it Monday morning? What can they do to help?
They can drop off a check made out to RABA for Veterans Affairs and make it out to that, and then we'll make sure that gets into the right pot for $10 punch cards for this.
So how many people did you help last year? You said $4,100 worth. That's what?
Well, we were buying $10 punch cards for them, okay. And so that's $4,100.
So 400 or yeah,
and a $10 punch card. What is the cost to get on RABA these days?
$1.50.
Okay, so $10 would take them what, all over town, or take them out for a couple of days and those kind of things.
A couple days, and if you're a senior or disabled, those prices are half price, so 75 cents. So they could even.
Oh.
So they'll probably that'll get you around quite a bit.
Well, you know what, to have an effective mass transit system. It could, you know, really be great. Right now, y'all kind of limited on probably what number of people are riding. So, you know, it's kind of a catch 22. It's like, okay, if a lot of people ride it, we can put out more buses. We can put out more routes. If not enough people ride, you've got to keep what you've got there.
Absolutely. Public transportation system is a difficult, the toughest thing you can do.
It is
so heavily subsidized. And the only place that they really effectively work is where you can't drive a car. Because you can't get people, unless they are forced into it, to get on a bus if they can take their car there.
That's right. You know, it is tough. Is there things like psychological? Let's take a break. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott, but Trish Clark's here. Now I want to get into the psychological side of, or do you see this coming, Zach? I mean, this is not in your purview, but do you see people being forced into riding? How about the city council, or not city council, but all the city employees and county employees? How about forcing them to ride once a day or once a week?
Oh, well, we can see.
We'll be right back.
Too much government.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reading Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reading Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available, as low as 3.99% OAC. Reading Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's all getting ready for On the Spot Lindebaugh tonight at 6 p.m., but Trish Clark is here.
Good morning, everyone.
So is Zach Bonin from Robin. We're just going to get one more thing here out of this. It's Monday morning from 6 to...
to 11.
6 to 11. It's at the Mount Shasta Mall.
That's right.
On the corner of...
Dana and Hilltop,
right there where it usually is. There's going to be, we'll be out there on doing a remote. I'm sure there's going to be other stations out there doing remotes too. And the whole idea here is to collect money so that veterans in need can ride RABA. Now, how do you make sure that just veterans get this money? Because the money goes to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, who is then people can come in and they know who's veterans and who's not veterans, and they will give them these $10 punch cards.
That's exactly right.
And so, last year they handed out 400 of them. That helped a lot of people during this time of the year when it's rough out there. And this year we'd like to make more.
We're hoping so, yeah.
There you go. Now, any chance of forcing people to ride public transportation?
Well, I don't see that happening anytime soon. But, you know, we...
Well, you know what? Wait. This 4 years is going to be a ride. Just wait. You know what I mean? Because they could make it tough enough. You know, hey, you want federal transportation funds, then we want your county workers to be riding public transportation.
Well, one thing we have seen is some businesses have given discounts, I mean, in the amount of parking spots they need, because they're close to a bus stop. And even I've seen Walmart give some bus passes to some of their employees, offering them to ride the bus to get to their facilities and try to save parking spots.
Zach makes a good point, because I argued for years when I was on the Board of Supervisors that you can't
affect
your planning department and your bus department need to be working together. You're never going to get people in buses if you continually require that every business that is cited have X number of parking places. You want them to ride the bus, put a bus stop and stuff, and don't put any parking places.
There you go. And not only that, then then you give a tax break to the businesses who buy the bus passes
for their customers,
you know,
and their
so
employees.
That, yes,
you
and so
need
here
your incentives.
You go. You can come down from where you live here in Anderson, and you can come right here in the middle of the city. It's going to cost you this much. I don't know about the Anderson. The buses run to Anderson?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so you can run from Anderson or out to the airport, and then you give those bus passes, and your people will do that. Why don't y'all do that?
Well, we do a little bit of that, and we're doing more. We're working with the planning department quite a bit. But
we should be in charge for a day. Just a day.
One day is all it would take.
Yeah, but all it would take. Yes.
We're working on a short-range transit plan right now for the next 5 years, and we're getting input from all kinds of different agencies and groups, and we're really trying to see what we can do to make RABA a different agency, but really serve the people that need to ride RABA. There's a lot, big group of those.
My input, one more time, after 20 years, put some smaller buses out there.
That's what I was going to say. Why do you need big buses?
Those big buses cost so much money. They're so expensive to maintain, and they're empty. It irritates people beyond anything in the world.
Why don't you just
cut them in half? Most of the routes could use a bus that half that size.
Double the amount of buses out there, and then you could touch more routes.
Both good points, but you know, we have the larger bus, the 40-footer. We do need it on one route, Route 14. That's very, very
okay.
Important.
You can
okay,
get on that
bus.
One.
Okay,
yeah, that's one
four.
Bus.
I mean, you have
or four for
we have 16 vehicles, we have 12 routes of buses, and then we have a couple 35-footers. But I do agree in the future that we could use some.
You're going to have to get smaller because gas is going to get much more expensive because Obama's not going to let anybody drill anymore.
Oh yeah, yeah. He wanted
unless
five,
you have
a
solar powered buses.
But the fuel is our largest cost, that's for sure.
Well, okay, I'm sure that will change under this administration.
Okay. So we want to see those recommendations in that report.
That's right.
We'll bring them over.
That's right, and we want to have our stamp on it before Russ sees it. Okay. All right. Hey, Zach Bonin, thank you so much. Monday morning from 6 to 11, Mount Shasta Mall, we're going to raise money for Robert for the veterans, and that's going to be so come on out and visit us. And I bet it's going to be a cold day in hell before Zach ever comes back here. All right, how much time we got left?
About Oh, about 20 seconds. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the events that are happening this weekend, all the events that are happening on Veterans Day, and there's a lot of them going on. We've got representatives from the Northern California Veterans Cemetery up here. We're going to be talking about everything else that's going on. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Network Wall Street is looking to dig out of the post-election sell-off. Markets did get a boost in early trading after some better-than-expected reports on the U.S. economy, but looking fairly flat now at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's up just 14 points. The gas lines in New York are growing, and more than a week after Superstorm Sandy, many stations are still without fuel. Some people are taking advantage, with one person on Craigslist offering empty 5-gallon canisters for $500 each, non-negotiable. New York's attorney general slapped a subpoena on Craigslist as a result of that and other gouging. And airlines are saying planes should be full over the Thanksgiving holiday. 23.7 million passengers are expected to take to the skies over the 12-day holiday period, up about 150,000 from the year before, according to Airlines for America. The busiest days of the year are projected to be November 25th and 26th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores, with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
The Shasta County Employee General Unit would like to welcome the newly elected members of Board of Supervisors. As you enter your term of office, you may not be aware prior of previous contract negotiations. Shasta County General Unit employees came forward of their own accord and volunteered to help the county by giving up cuts in pay to help balance the budget and help maintain public services. The community is still receiving the same needed services through all departments, including social services, health services, fire and safety. On several occasions, your county Executive Officer Larry Lees has acknowledged the fact that the Shasta County rank-and-file employees are some of the lowest-paid county workers in the state, even before the recession. Many county employees receive such low wages, they're working two jobs to pay their family insurance. We hope our new Board of Shasta County Supervisors will have vision to support their most valuable asset, their loyal, hardworking employees. We welcome the opportunity to work together with our supervisors to build a better Shasta County, paid for by Shasta County Employees General Unit.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And tomorrow we're going to be, tomorrow's Friday, right?
Today's
Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday, we're going to be at the Reading School of the Arts. We're going to be there because they're having a Veterans Day appreciation at the Reading School of the Arts, from little kids up to bigger kids. And we're going to be doing our remote from there. Linda, I, and Bad Bob will be there in a space about the size of a, what, phone booth?
But pretty much phone booth.
Okay, yeah. Linda will be singing, I think, at one time, but we're going to be out there talking, so people, come on down there. If you're a veteran, head on down and listen to this. Come on, get on the show, because we got a lot of things we're talking about. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And speaking of Shasta Gas Propane, they offer veteran discounts at Shasta Gas Propane, senior and veterans discounts. You're getting a competitive price. There's over 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties that Shasta Gas Propane services. They're locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained and service oriented. So we talk about staying warm this winter. Let's talk about Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, our guest with us is, because it is, it's getting to be Veterans Day and there's so many things going on, is Jeff Littleton.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and he's here to talk about our Veterans Day ceremony up at IGO. Is that correct?
Yes, that is. So it's going to be Sunday at 11 o'clock, starting off at 11 o'clock, so I'll be there a little bit earlier. We're going to honor all veterans, all branches, past and present. We're going to have guest speakers, Mike Pollemeyer and Colonel Steve Stinglish. We'll have
Pete Stinglish.
Stinglish, please.
Yeah, Pete Stinglish. Okay.
And we're going to have the Enterprise High School Band will be performing, which actually was Shasta High School Band's rotation that were performing for us. But the Shasta High School Band Director, Lou Picari, asked if we can defer the honors to Enterprise High School because their band director, Dan Neese, will be retiring this year.
Mm.
And they're also going to have a soloist singing the national anthem. We're going to have the Jefferson Pipers. Not sure how many players we will have.
But even one.
Oh, yes.
Is, you know, just, I mean, tugs at your heartstrings. What
oh, exactly.
can I say? There's a lot of things. Now, if people should get there early, first of all, and then they can, because they're going to have to park sometimes a little bit further away. Yes. But I think you have like little shuttles running back and forth there, little golf carts.
Oh yeah, the committee has it really down packed. They're doing a great job at it. They've done this for years. This is my first one myself.
Oh, well, then the only thing you have to do is you drive up there, get there around, I would say anywhere from 10:30 on, but around 10:30, and then you get a little bit closer parking spot. But even then, the shuttles will come down and pick you up, and then there are golf carts that carry like six people. They'll pick you up, take you right back to where the event. And the event is not a forever event. It lasts less than an hour.
Yeah. We keep it short. It's going to start off with a flyover from Beale Air Force Base, and it's going to be a pretty good time there. You know,
that's weather permitting. Now, if it's bad weather, they don't do the flyover.
Exactly.
But this thing,
but the ceremony does happen.
Rain or shine. You'll
yes.
be there.
Yes.
And they're going to be giving out. I think probably will be laying any wreaths or anything like that or anything.
Since it's Veterans Day, they're not doing the full wreath laying as they would for Memorial Day.
All right.
We will have the branch of service wreaths out, represent all the different branches. But it's more to celebrate the veterans. We will, have a moment for the veterans who have passed, but it's to celebrate veterans.
And that's right. You know what? And the one thing is, my friends, is that the group out there is an older group. But you need to start bringing grandchildren or your children to this, because the group needs to be getting a little bit younger, because frankly, over the last 11 years, we have been fighting a war. We have a million veterans out there from this war, and we need to come on out there, our younger people, and have them sit there, have them stand there, so we start paying honor and tribute to them. An example is the City of Shasta Lake's great Veterans Day parade they're going to have that starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday. They had asked me earlier, would I like to, represent the war on terror? And I said, sure. I mean, if you use me as that last person. Yeah, I've been fighting all these wars. And then they called back and said, you know what? You know, we found a brother and sister who both served in Afghanistan, that route from city of Shasta Lake. Oh, please, put them there. You don't need me. I've been in that parade. I have been in that parade several times. You don't need me. Put the younger ones in there. They deserve it.
They deserve the recognition. We also need to bring it to this generation.
Yeah.
That it's your peers and your people that are veterans. It's not a bunch of old guys and gals. It's your peers. A million of them.
The leadership is going to be coming from this generation, and they need to start standing up, frankly. And
get involved and be a part of what we're doing for our veterans, because they have a bunch of them that are veterans.
That's right. You know, it's not just their parents anymore. It's them. And and there's been so many in North State being such a patriotic area where people enlist, and you've got the National Guard being. In fact, we've got a National Guard unit that's there in Afghanistan right now fighting. And so every time I think about them putting it on the line every day and people that don't vote. A waitress that says to me, oh, I don't vote. I don't follow this. I thought right there, you know what? I'm never going to have you as a waitress again. I didn't say anything right then. Linda said, did you leave her a tip? I said, yeah. It said, vote next time. No, I didn't.
That was the tip.
No, I didn't do that. Anyway, okay, one more time. Sunday
at 11 o'clock, the flyover, weather permitting, will take place. We will start our festivities celebrating all veterans, all branches, all past and present. It's going to be a very exciting event, and I'd like to see the younger veterans coming out, too. They need to realize that we're all a big family. Really.
Yeah, it's time. Musical tributes by the Enterprise High School Band. We're going to have speakers. Pete Stiglitz is out again, and who's the other one?
Mike Palmer.
Mike Palmer, okay. Jefferson Pipe Band or parts thereof.
Yeah.
And get there early, and they've got shuttles back and forth so that if you are parked out there a little bit, that they can get you back and forth. The Veterans Day ceremony at Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And it is absolutely a great, great ceremony you all have out there. Okay. Jeff Littleton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Jeff.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. And we're going to come back and talk some politics and a couple other things here. All right. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is L.A. All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad. Fish, you know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you work so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life License 0B85106.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Be part of the 4th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash on Saturday, November 10th. Help raise money and awareness for lung cancer. Get 15 bingo cards for just $15 with a $100 jackpot each game. Hors d'oeuvres start at 6:30, bingo at 7, prizes, free food, and more. And your ticket is tax deductible. The Lung Affair Bingo Bash, Saturday, November 10th at the Los Robles Estates Clubhouse. For more information, visit lungaffair.org or call 247-1425.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lindabot, Linda's on the spot tonight at 6 p.m., but I have the very able, the very beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Carl.
Trish Clark with me.
Good morning, everyone. And we're needing to get back into political rhetoric here.
Right, we do. Okay, first of all, okay, in 273 and Bonaventura, there's still a big mess down there, right?
They're still cleaning up that horrific traffic accident happened at 2 o'clock this morning.
Is it Bonneview?
No, it's Buenaventura at 273. Okay. There's that ERCO station.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And what they're doing is diverting traffic down West Side Road so that you come out there by the Salvation Army.
Okay.
Two fatalities in that accident,
oh my
gosh. They're going to take their time. And it was very fiery. The road was severely damaged. A lot of debris, so the investigators have to do all their work because when you have fatalities like that, it has to be, everything has to be checked out. CHP and all different agencies still on that scene at 273 at Buenaventura.
Okay.
Avoid the area.
Absolutely. Okay. Tea Party. Did the Tea Party have a detrimental effect on the national elections or a positive effect? They win some, lose some type thing. They always show up how they lose certain ones.
Well, I think part of it, in my mind, the biggest issue we're facing here is the fact that we have a media, the mainstream media, who is absolutely not telling us the truth. And then we go and we swing over to the conservative right. Some of those shows are giving us good information, and some of them are quite frankly exaggerating the we're so frustrated. We want to make it bad enough that they'll believe it. And in the process of exaggeration, we lose our credibility. That's my take on it.
Presidential. How many presidential orders has Barack Obama signed?
Well, actually, there's a big email that goes around that says he signed 932, more than anybody in the world ever, blah, 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 blah. Really? He only signed 137. Now, he's put in a lot of laws. And this is where the frustration comes in. He's created all of these czars and given them powers never before had that take powers away from the people that are controlled by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And those people have made rules that have to do with jobs and have to do with the environment and that don't go through any process and not accountable to anybody else. That's where we get this idea, the executive order, it all blends in together. But we come out with a statement that's frankly not credible. Well, he didn't do 932 executive orders.
But even 132, what are we doing?
137. And they're onerous.
And they are onerous. But that's the other part, too, is that he's got all these people in charge that have nobody in charge of it except him. So, and then you get into things like with Obamacare. We're in a sprint here, my friends. We're in a sprint because he's got 11 months before everybody has to start in 2014, start joining this. Many of the states are going to fight him on it.
Yeah.
California's already says this is the greatest thing in the world. We want to get into this.
Oh, they're the first ones signed up.
And just during the break here, our guest, who is a veteran, of course, looking at military.com, says they're going to try and raise the TRICARE rate so high that they're going to push veterans into getting into Obamacare. Now, that's something that needs to be checked. I don't know if that's true or not, but I need to check that.
What we need to do as a Tea Party, as a conservative group, we need to take Obamacare. And if we have to divide it into 15 pages per person and dissect it and come up with what does Obamacare really do. I think you're going to be amazed. I've read portions of it. I know other people have. There's stuff in there, most of which has nothing whatsoever to do with health care, but it has to do with taxes. It has to do with environmental things. It has to do with powers and things that have nothing to do with anything but control.
Well, your taxes.
That's what we need to look at. And if we have to piecemeal it, if we have to get states to abstain and say, no, we're not taking part in this one, whatever has to happen. But I think that's what the Tea Party needs to concentrate on now. And we need to be factual.
Well, the other thing, too, about the Tea Party, what the Tea Party can do is have a big impact on local and county elections and even statewide, your statewide reps. Like you had the Tea Party backing Gary Cadd this time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gary's ahead. I don't know if it's going to stay. The unions, and I don't mean this in a bad way, unions usually will back Dick Dickerson. They have before. I don't know what happened this one. I really didn't see a lot of that. But in the assembly, you had Brian Daly and Rick Bassetti. And Daly was never did not lead in this, starting from the primaries.
The issue was the chosen one, and Rick got nailed with this big bunch of money from the PACs and the Republican Party, and he was the chosen one. He got labeled with that, and so on the other hand,
Doug Amafa was truly anointed.
One.
He was the prince. The king handed him the crown, and it didn't slow him down a bit.
But the difference is the North State's going to vote Republican in these races.
And Brian and
Rick, I still say, I'll say it forever, we couldn't get hurt with either one of them.
No,
they're both nice guys, going to make great representatives.
One. Yes,
and they're
one.
Both Republicans.
Yes.
Doug LaMalfa was running against a Democrat who has run
and
before.
See, I'm not sure I like this Republican against Republican.
I don't like it at all, but that's another proposition.
Something else, too, is that for the first time, the Democrats have a supermajority in the Senate, which means that they can pass taxes without every Republican.
We don't even
get
to
fight it anymore. You might as well mail in your vote. Now, Brown has said, though, I am not going to pass taxes. I'm going to make them referendums like you did with 30. We'll have to see what happens with that. We've got to take a break, Carl. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back. You know what? We could be poised right here with sequestration, with Proposition 30, with all the tax things are going to be hitting you come January 1st under Obamacare. 3.8% on your capital gains. You sell a house. Guess what? 3.8% is going to go to the government to pay for some meth addicts' health care.
And cell phone.
Cell phones. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
We buy. We sell. We trade. Gold at the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center. Hilltop Drive. Ready.
I do too.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price.
So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Somebody handed me something just as I was getting ready to go back. I didn't know I was supposed to go back on right then.
Okay.
Okay, hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you some of the things that are going on. Besides that Veterans Day ceremony that we just talked about, but also an 84-year tradition continues on November 11th at 11 a.m. The armistice ending World War One took effect. And then, now, for 84 years later, the Redding's Elk Lodge continues this tradition. On Sunday, November 11th, the public is invited to share in a cognac toast to our veterans. The activities will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. All adults 21 and over are invited to share in the cognac toast. Sparkling cider will be available. The toast will be given precisely at 11 a.m. at the Redding's Elk. You see. At the Redding's Elk Lodge.
Elk Lodge.
All proceeds will go to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo.
And if you have not attended this, boy, Sunday morning, go out there. It is such a nice ceremony.
We have so many ceremonies going on, so if you can't make one, you should make the LM. Give Bill Jacobson a call at 941-6414. Okay. Now, I got a letter yesterday, the day before yesterday, from, and I won't read their names, but they are just absolutely, they are supporters of so many events here, so many charities here in town. And this is the letter, and she says, I have three requests for money from charities, and this is the letter I wrote back. Thank you. You know, dear so-and-so, you know, I have always supported you in the past, but I can no longer do that. Thanks to the Proposition 30 and Obamacare that will continue. I no longer have the money, nor believe I will have the money to be able to support your organization. Elections have consequences. Thank you very much. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I paraphrase that, but that's essentially is what it is where I, you know, where we used to give money, but now we've got five or six organizations wanting money, good charities and all that. I don't have that money anymore. My taxes just went up. I think that's what it's going to be, is people are going to get hurt by this.
Well, and the nonprofits, and you know, I'm very involved with one of those nonprofits. I'm to the point where whenever we try to do something down at the Frontier Senior Center, I just absolutely kind of tell my group, you're not hitting up on the businesses because they can't do this anymore. They need to stay in business. And we're just to the point where we can't expect our businesses to continue to put money into these different organizations. This new tax, the sales tax alone, what does that amount to? And they're going to use it for whatever in the world they want to. I think we as a citizenry need to stop and think about taking care of our local businesses, supporting them. We can make a difference in their bottom line. If we, before we make a purchase, stop and say, wait a minute, is this number one made in America? Number two, is it being distributed and is the dollar for this, whatever I'm purchasing, going to stay in my community? Don't stop at the places that are the money going out of the community. Spend your dollars locally with your local businesses. I think we can make a difference. And, you know, shop locally.
It does, if we can do that. Now, Jeff brought back this thing about the White House to retirees. Cough up $13 billion. The White House released details of its personal and health care budget proposals on Monday, and they confirmed pretty much what MOAA, Military Officers of America Association. The TRICARE for proposal, fee proposals envision shifting about $13 billion in health costs from the Pentagon to retirees over the next 5 years. They are going to, in other words, screw the military retirees. The ones that have been here, the ones that are in, even in their 60s, they are going to have to start paying more. You know, thank you so much for the promises made. Now I'm going to research this, and we're going to put some more stuff out here and see if this is happening.
Well, and this is back to what we were talking about earlier with our youth. We've got to get the youth involved in knowing that their peers and their families are involved in the military.
That's right.
Those military families who voted for Obama shouldn't have.
Okay, we're going to be back. We're going to have the president and CEO of Mercy Hospital is going to be with us. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It could get emotional in court in Arizona in about an hour. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and others wounded in last year's shooting spree get to face the gunman at his sentencing. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Jared Loughner will hear from some of the 13 people he tried to kill during a shooting rampage last year in Tucson. Six people were killed during the meet-and-greet event held by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Giffords was shot in the head and is expected to be in court. As part of a deal with prosecutors, Loughner pleaded guilty to 19 federal charges. 30 others were dropped. Loughner, diagnosed with schizophrenia, will be sentenced to life in prison. Dave?
Jennifer, you're going to hear a lot about the so-called fiscal cliff now that the election is over as both sides get ready for an end-of-the-year battle. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
House Republicans have a running countdown on their website, clearly showing 54 days before the budget sequester that forces cuts in both domestic and defense spending. At the same time, Bush-era tax cuts expire at the end of the year unless Congress acts.
The president has an insatiable appetite to tax and spend.
In Texas, Republican Pete Sessions reiterating a GOP pledge not to raise taxes on anyone. Democrats counter the only way to avoid the fiscal cliff is a combination of tax increases for the wealthy and spending cuts. Dave.
Jared, few Americans lost jobs last week.
The number of new applications for unemployment benefits fell by 8,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted total of 355,000 people. That's one of the lowest numbers this year.
But Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor says this could be a factor.
Unemployment offices that were closed by Hurricane Sandy.
A snowstorm has added to the Sandy misery in the Northeast.
I don't have anything. I mean, I can't even walk around with my cell phone. It's useless. I got no service.
He is still out of power on New York's hard-hit Staten Island. This new storm put another 200,000 homes and businesses in the dark. 600,000 still don't have it back from Sandy. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 14. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Syria's president has a message for the U.S. and our allies. Stay out. President Assad has warned on Russia today that Western foreign military intervention into the civil war would spread the conflict.
It will have a domino effect that will affect the world from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Now, the Red Cross is overwhelmed in Syria, saying the humanitarian crisis among civilians is impossible for it to handle. It's been a deadly day in Afghanistan.
The fighting season is winding down in Afghanistan. It's getting cold in the mountainous nation, and there's already less fighting between Afghan security forces and insurgents. But a bloody day across Afghanistan has seen a number of civilians killed. In one of the attacks, 10 civilians died when their car hit a landmine in southern Helmand province. Seven others in the group who were heading to a wedding were wounded. wounded. In other attacks, Afghan security forces were the target. Insurgents have increasingly been aiming for them now that NATO is drawing down in the country. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
In Maine, a former shipyard worker accused of setting a fire that caused $450 million damage to a nuclear submarine pleaded guilty this morning. There's a sticking point in the NFL in a new situation with the San Diego Chargers.
Pro football players aren't allowed to use sticky substances to help them, say, catch passes or get a grip on an opponent. They were banned years ago. So the NFL came down on the San Diego Chargers, fining them $20,000 because they were caught using sticky towels in a game last month against Denver. The NFL admits, though, the Chargers didn't break the letter of the rules. It was, after all, the towels, not any players, who were caked with something adhesive. The fine was actually issued because the Chargers tried to hide the evidence. The NFL has since closed the loophole and made sticky towels themselves illegal. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Again on Wall Street, there is some selling that's returning. The stocks were up earlier, but now, after yesterday's sell-off, the Dow is down 37 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning on November the 8th. The world didn't end.
So no, it's still
as
here.
As we move forward with our new millennium here, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're chatting and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Okay, Trish Clark is here with me.
Good morning.
Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a bunch of things happening tonight, you know, on her show. Giveaways. And,
the
you
show
know,
is always great.
It is. You know, she does, she talks, you know, with all about those funny, frivolous things that women like to talk about, like elections and who controls all the money in the family and all that. Okay, that's not so funny and frivolous, is it?
No,
no,
it isn't.
That's what I mean, is that you think, oh, it's just a hot sense of fun. She does have fun times.
No, there's some real meat in
yeah,
the
oh,
show.
Yes,
absolutely. It's not frivolous at all.
Absolutely not.
It's important stuff.
That's right.
The View, it ain't.
The View, it ain't. Yeah, you're right. Hey, you know what? But speaking of a view that we want to hear, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. The major averages are attempting to recover from yesterday's setback after receiving some better-than-expected economic data this morning, but have now moved into negative territory. Currently, the Dow's down 22 points at 12,910, while the NASDAQ is down 5 at 2,932, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,392. Oil's up a quarter at $84.69 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.83%. Gold's up $1.50 at $1,715, while silver's up 18 cents at $31.85 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's down 43 cents at $69.92. Goldman Sachs is up a dime at $118.08, while Microsoft is up 11 cents at $29.19. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks very, very much. You know what? Our guys from our men and women from the Wells Fargo Advisors are with us Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here. And you know what? If you need to find out what the heck's happening in Wall Street, if anybody knows, they do. So head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. You know, what's the weather today?
Well, we're still waiting for the rain. The prediction is 80% chance of rain through this evening. It's in the late high 40s right now. We have no showers yet, but we're expecting it. Showers likely tonight and tomorrow, and then clearing by the weekend.
Okay, because there's a lot of things going on in the weekend. We're going to talk just a little bit about that right now. But the weather's always brought to you by
Anselmo Vineyards.
And what's happening tonight?
Tonight's pizza night. And, you know, besides the pizza, they also have some pasta dishes and other things that Chef John
It's not
always,
just pizza there.
That's
it. But you need to call 474-5546 because they run out of pizza a lot of times. So they'll make 50 or 60 crust, and then, you know, you get 70, 80, 90 people coming in there wanting pizza. And it's like, hey, should have been here a little bit earlier.
And it's a great night. It's a great atmosphere. Go up, meet your friends, and have pizza or pasta or what have you.
Great views.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Friday and Saturday this week we're going to have, great dinners out there. You know, and here's the other thing. You know, horseback riding, they have their own honey, their own lavender. You know, they have
a great gift shop there.
Christmas coming up. Yeah.
Beautiful little gift shop up there with all kinds of local, like you say, honey and lavender, those things. Some great little gift ideas. Lots of jewelry and great little gift shop.
Let's talk a little bit about what's happening this weekend. Okay, starting tomorrow morning, we have a remote at the Reading School of the Arts to pay tribute to the veterans out there. And so Linda and I and Bad Bob will be out there with our special class of reverence for our veterans and our zany talk about politics. And then, of course, that night at Red Bluff, there's a Marine Corps League's having a Marine Corps birthday, because the Marine Corps birthday is November 10th. I don't know if everybody knows that, but November 10th is the 237th birthday of the United States Marine Corps.
And they also have a Marine Corps.
It all started in a tavern. Imagine that. Ton Tavern. Oh, yeah. It's in Philadelphia. I mean, you can go back and visit it and get drunk there, I guess. You know? Well, you have to have something. Hey, have a shot of rum and join the Marines. Okay. And then, but Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the city of Shasta Lake, we're having a big Veterans Day parade.
Be there early for the breakfast.
That's
before
right.
Then.
6:30, they start serving breakfast. Great breakfast, great price. All the proceeds go to, the Lions Club there. And so it's a great parade. It's the largest one north of Fresno. So,
and it's absolutely a great parade. If you haven't taken your kids and your grandkids, you need to go out there on Saturday morning.
World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, War on Terror, Pearl Harbor, the Cuttlefish, the Vietnam veterans, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, plus marching bands, the whole thing. It's going to be great. And then that evening is the Marine Corps Ball at Wind River. And the guest speaker is a gentleman, a Navy captain, who was a guest of the Hanoi Hilton for 5 years, and is his he got out, went on a Navy, successful Navy career, but now is a speaker that travels throughout the world talking to organizations and businesses about the power of positive thinking, about how humor and positive thinking can get you through even the worst parts when you think everything is bad. You're being tortured every day, and yet you still go on. You still focus and go on. And then,
of course,
we need
a dose of that right now.
You know, you say there's no rainfall. I bet you could measure a lot of moisture in Shasta County Tuesday night. Just the tears that were hitting the deck. Okay. And then Sunday. Okay. Sunday, my friends, you've got up at IGO at 11 o'clock at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. But then at the Reading Elks Lodge also is their toast for Armistice Day. Now, that evening is the premiere of Lincoln at the Cascade Theater. And Monday morning, starting at 6:30, is another fundraiser. It's a drive-through fundraiser for Robba, who is raising money for the veterans, for bus passes for veterans. All the money raised goes straight to the Shasta County Veterans Service officer, who will then hand out the bus passes.
So that's like five, six, seven events honoring the veterans in Shasta County and in Northern California and throughout the United States. And everybody ought to make at least one of them.
And Living with Diabetes has a Riverview Golf and Country Club has a golf fundraiser out there. Living with Diabetes, it starts at 8 o'clock out there. So I mean, there's all types of things happening. But remember what that person wrote. The taxes going up as much as they're going between feds and state. Maybe you won't have as much money to give. We'll see. We're going to keep doing our best here, though. We got to take a break. Carl Lundebot, Trish Clark, our
miss
favorite.
They miss a lot.
Our favorite stand-in. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reading Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard.
Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music? Need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774. Behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we're here. And we're here with Mark Korth, who is the president and CEO of Mercy Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, you know what? We're really glad you're here. You know, and you know what? Mercy has done some great things here lately. I mean, here, you know, in fact, that's what kind of attracted us to this. We saw all these awards. So here, pat yourself on the back. You need to, I mean, people need to know what's going on over there.
Carl, I really appreciate the opportunity. And yeah, we do want to just let people know we have a long history of providing great care in the community, but this is kind of award season. It seems like organizations out there are recognizing hospitals, and it happens on an annual basis. And we just received notice here in the past month from Health Grades, which is a national organization, where they go through and rank different services inside hospitals of the highest performing, the highest quality hospitals. And we were given the top 100 hospital designation for five specific services: cardiac surgery, orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, stroke care, and critical care. In addition to that, we received 15 other awards that are specific to different service lines that go along there. Our women's and children's services were highlighted as well. We're just proud. We're a great hospital. We've been here a long time. We provide a really broad scope of services. We're the trauma center. Year after year, Mercy, I'm proud of our heritage and what we've done to support the community. And the community supports Mercy. I mean, gets behind us 100%. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here. The one other thing that we received recently was, for 6 years in a row, there's a national research organization that names the best hospital by service area. And for the sixth year in a row since they've been doing that, I just walked out of my office this morning and passed the award. Mercy was once again named as the best hospital in the area.
Okay, and that was by a which organization?
Let me look. National Research Corporation, Consumer Choice Hospital.
Well, congratulations. See, those are things, you know, and I saw that, and it was in the paper. And so I called your people and said, you know, you guys need to come on here and let's talk about just, you know, Mercy is, you know, first of all, Redding's blessed to have two great hospitals here and the type of medical care that's available in there. But one of our very dear friends, Rick Hill, was is a graduate of your cardiology group there.
Yeah, I know Rick, and I know Rick. I know Rick well, and he's a big supporter of Mercy.
Oh,
and,
he absolutely is. He and Pam. That's right. And you have a number of things going on also that are coming up. Like in next month, you've got the
Christmas tree. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Carl. We have a Christmas tree fantasy. It's our annual fundraiser for the volunteer organization, but all the proceeds go back to the hospital. This year, the proceeds are going to support some equipment that's needed in our emergency department. That event is November 16th and 17th, with an event that carries over on the 18th for kids. But we encourage the community to get involved. It's a great event. The way you can get tickets for that is you can call our coordinator of the event, Shirley Knight. Her phone number is 225-6288. But just a great event. It's a fun event. People decorate trees. My family is donating a tree that will be auctioned off. We have 10 like that. You know the process, Carl. You've probably been there several times.
Well,
it's just a big event.
We're actually going to be emceeing, Lyndon. I'll be emceeing the Friday, the fashion show. I think that's what it is, that Friday at afternoon. So we're involved with that in this way. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Mark Korth, who is the president and CEO of Mercy Hospital. When we come back, I'd like to address Obamacare and how that's going to affect the hospital, if any. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner, Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Okay, our guest is Mark Korth, the president. I'm getting right into this because he's got to be leaving here soon. President and CEO of Mercy Hospital. Okay, you've got a couple other things you're rolling out, too.
Yeah, we're just I think you'll find anytime you go around the hospital, we're always building, growing, expanding. We're adding a new MRI. We just took out a parking lot, but we're totally updating our MRI, our imaging services. We're expanding our emergency room. We are the level 2 trauma center. So for the big accidents, for the really severe things, they're coming to Mercy, all the way from the border of the state on three sides, Oregon, Nevada, and over to the coast.
Wow.
Our ER has been undersized. We're going from 22 treatment bays to 30 treatment bays. That's almost a $20 million expansion, and that expansion should be done this coming summer. It's been a long 2-3 year process, but we're very excited about that. The other thing we're really excited about is the expansion of our services. We recently brought in the Da Vinci robot.
Yes, which we're
is
very familiar with that.
A level of technology that's becoming a standard of care, but it wasn't available in the North State. We brought that in. We now have 4 physicians, GYN and urology providers, who have done up to upwards of 80, 85 cases since we rolled that program out. They went through extensive training. They're great providers. We just got,
and there were some fundraisers for that.
Oh, absolutely.
We were associated with.
Yeah, the Luis Miramontes Foundation really got behind that and supported it, and supports a really advancing cancer care in the North State. So we're proud to be part of that.
Okay. Wow, you got a lot of things going. Now I want to ask you about, since
the
fun stuff, Obamacare impact on hospitals. I mean, and you can be general or you can be specific on this.
The impact on hospitals has already started to roll out. Obamacare actually started, 2010, 2011?
Yeah, parts of it, yeah.
They started in 2010 to start to give more coverage to some folks through a student or a child was allowed to stay on insurance. Their approach has been to try to expand coverage, expand system capabilities, and reform that, which is where a ton of the complexity. 80% of the documents are all about how do you change the system of care, which is very complex.
When you say system of care, do you mean just the technological side of it? In other words, keep record keeping?
It goes to how systems, hospitals, physicians, how they work together, how they're paid by Medicare.
Okay, how about the services they provide to their patients?
And tracking. One of the things they recently rolled out that we're seeing is the hospitals now are at risk of being paid less if we can't demonstrate quality and patient satisfaction to Medicare. This past year, hospitals were put at risk saying, you're going to lose. They called it a withhold. They said, we'll withhold 1% of what we'd normally pay you. And then we'll look at how your quality outcomes came out on the backside and your patient satisfaction scores, and we'll pay you on the backside if your quality scores improve. Now, the one thing that's a little unique from, I think, a lot of perspectives here in the North State, hospitals, if somebody doesn't have insurance, they typically show up at the emergency room. And the hospitals, we're a mission-based organization. By law, running an ER, you have to accept those patients. Hospitals really bear the brunt of some of society's problems right now with the unfunded and the uninsured patients. So hospitals in the state, including our organization, have said we need some form of reform. Healthcare today is taking 18, 20 cents out of every dollar that somebody makes to pay for it. It's really on an unsustainable track, and I worry that without some form of reform, you can debate Obamacare versus another model,
right,
which there are all kinds of models that came from all sides. What we look at is it's happening. Reform is coming, and there is some common ground there across the board where you know there's going to be reductions in payment coming for doing more. They'll try to incentivize higher quality, making sure that they're only paying if quality care was provided, which puts hospitals.
Whose definition? Yeah, but whose definition of quality care?
Is it that
panel back there that panel that's going to be named that says that answers to nobody but the president or whoever that is?
You know, I don't know the panel and who that will be, but I know it will be defined by Medicare, Medicaid, and those organizations. In 2011, they developed an organization called the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation. They're driving a lot of the push to say you've got to try to do things a different way.
Okay, so at what point will they – okay, so now from this, can they tell doctors how to treat their patients?
I haven't read it. I don't have the 2,000 pages memorized. I don't think anybody's going to be able to tell a doctor how to practice medicine. However, they can provide incentives that say you need to follow this best practice or we may start to reduce your payment. I know coming
that,
down.
That right there tells me is then right yeah. there, you right. just said it. And I've heard, we've had people, doctors on the show before to say the same thing. If you don't follow these procedures, we're going to cut your pay.
Right. However,
and they're saying the same thing to hospitals as well.
How many people is it going to take just at Reading, at Mercy Medical Center to do the paperwork to get you people paid? How many new people are you going to have to hire just in the bureaucratic business part?
Well, we already, I don't want you to think that it's all new. We already receive, 70% of our patients are either Medi-Cal, covered through a veterans organization.
I'm aware of that, but so
Medicare.
How many more now?
And so we're already reporting tremendous, huge amounts. We have a team, a quality team that is reporting this. I don't know. We haven't slated to add anybody right now.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised if over time we'll have to.
Yeah.
We will.
We've only got like 1 minute left. Mark, first of all, thanks a lot for coming on. We need to have you back on for an entire hour so maybe we can set this up and talk about it. Because this is the we need to have both the hospitals on and say, hey, what's your impact? Now, Mercy is a Catholic.
Yes, we are.
Catholic
we're a Catholic
right?
ministry. We're
is this
in
going to – can you be forced to provide services that a Catholic ministry hospital doesn't agree with?
Well, it's a big issue, and you've heard that in the realm, some of the issues. We're going to follow the standards that we follow. We have a statement of common values and ethical and religious directives. They're important for us. They're a big part of who we do, and we'll follow those. And that may be a challenge for us as we work through it.
Okay. That's a good answer, is that we're going to continue to do this until something else happens. Okay. Hey, Mark Korth has been our guest, and I know you have to run, but maybe if we could hold you for a while, so we'll see what we can do. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, you know what? This is so much stuff happening, so little time. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. More than 200,000 new power outages in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut from a winter storm on the heels of Superstorm Sandy. It's a lot of frustration for Chris Janunis in Staten Island.
We have no idea where the help is. We have no idea where the free food is. We have no idea where anybody is. We can't contact any building departments, any insurance companies. We're not getting any help. It's unfair.
This new storm dumped more snow on the region than expected, but there does not seem to be any serious new flooding. An offer from Private Bradley Manning, who's accused of sending government secrets to the website WikiLeaks.
His lawyer says Manning may plead guilty to some of the less serious charges he faces. If that happens, military prosecutors could still try Manning on the more serious charges, which include aiding the enemy. That could get him life in prison.
Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor. Manning's trial starts in February. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Shasta County Employee General Unit would like to welcome the newly elected members of Board of Supervisors. As you enter your term of office, you may not be aware prior of previous contract negotiations. Shasta County General Unit employees came forward of their own accord and volunteered to help the county by giving up cuts in pay to help balance the budget and help maintain public services. The community is still receiving the same needed services through all departments, including social services, health services, fire and safety. On several occasions, your County Executive Officer Larry Lees has acknowledged the fact that the Shasta County rank-and-file employees are some of the lowest-paid county workers in the state, even before the recession. Many county employees receive such low wages, they're working two jobs to pay their family insurance. We hope our new Board of Shasta County Supervisors will have vision to support their most valuable asset, their loyal, hard-working employees. We welcome the opportunity to work together with our supervisors to build a better Shasta County. Paid for by Shasta County Employees General Union.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Thursday. I always like, Trish, you going to continue this?
I am.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott. Always love having you here.
All right, Thursday morning, we'll do it.
48 degrees.
48 degrees and still no rain, but the prediction is for 80% rain through this evening. Light winds, 54 degrees is supposed to be the high.
Yeah. Head on down. You know what you need right now? You need a haircut. Anytime after you had a tell me, is this true? You need a haircut. Get your hair done. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. That's what can I say? Okay. Now, Mark Korth, President and CEO of Mercy, has stayed on. Another 5 or 6 minutes here because we were talking about things, impacts that were going to be on hospitals from Obamacare. Now, and you're absolutely right. People don't even realize the amount of impacts it's going to have, I think, because you all don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an evolution, and it was set up to be a long-term implementation and a phase-in process. What we're doing at the hospital is trying to anticipate what's coming down the road, which there are going to be strong incentives with Obamacare for us to work in partnership with physicians, other providers in the community. What you can see is the system moving from a payment where everybody gets paid to do more to a structure where it may be possible for a hospital and physicians and therapists and home health and all of the aspects of care to receive a payment and then be incentivized to try to keep the community healthy. That's a massive change. That's a massive change for the North State. And what we're trying to do is create the branches, make sure we've got good physicians in the community and establishing strong relationships, keeping those going, and preparing for the possibility that that is something that could be coming to the North State due to the reform.
But the reality is, if these don't work the way you want them to, and I know this for a fact, there are a lot of physicians in Shasta County who are getting ready to retire. They see these cuts hitting. They handle a majority of Medicare patients. This is a Medicare community. We have an advanced age population. These doctors are simply going to retire.
Well, one of the challenges.
Who do we replace them with?
One of the challenges we've had recently is recruiting into the North State. Well, in a lot of places, in rural communities.
I think it's in a lot of places, yeah.
There's starting to be a real challenge getting physicians to come in. And in California, there's a law called the Corporate Practice of Medicine, which prohibits and historically has prohibited hospitals from employing physicians. There are workaround provisions, and we just opened a medical group, the Dignity Health Medical Group North State. That is an affiliate of us, but we had to jump through all kinds of hoops.
Yeah, so
to
now,
be able to get
so now
that.
You have doctors that were working at clinics are now working for that health group.
They can start to work for in partnership with the hospital and actually be funded in part in association with the hospital. It's a separate entity and it has to meet community need. Those are some of the challenges we're facing because physicians coming out the way it is today, are saying, I'm not sure I want to keep going. And we can't afford, the government can't afford to keep raising it. If we're fiscally conservative, we can't continue to raise and pay more into health care.
But that's the issue, though. We've got to turn it back around to where a person who has a private income can afford to buy insurance and have a doctor. If you're a new person moving into Shasta County, I defy you to go out there and find a general practitioner who will take you as a patient.
And that's where we're proud on the Mercy side. We've added, we now have a group. In May we had nobody. Now we have 7 physicians working together in a group that were not previously, and we brought new providers into the community because of that structure. That's a big advancement for us that's preparing us for the future.
Now, do people see the same doctor all the time? Or that you walk in there, it's like an emergency room?
No, it's not an urgent care. You'll be assigned your physician.
Okay, the other thing, when we're talking like this, is that if we're doing away with the, we keep cutting back on the private entrepreneurs portion of it. And the government says you can do this, but you can't do that. And if we're driving people out of that, and so they come under these HMOs until soon, that how long do you think it's going to be before we're not going to have private doctors out there unless they're doing their concierge type? I know in Europe right now, the 65% taxes plus a VAT, and much of that goes because of socialized medicine.
Well, I sure hope we don't get rid of the independent docs, because for this community, they're the ones that provide the core of the services. When we're talking about recruiting into a medical group structure, we're recognizing there's a new group of docs that are coming out of school, a lot of debt. They want
about a quarter of $1 million worth of debt, isn't
it? Yeah, a lot. It varies by doctor, obviously, but they're coming out. They're wanting the security of employment, but the vast majority of the docs on our medical staff are independent providers, and we want them to be. They have to be successful. If we've got good docs in this community, the hospitals are going to be good. We're going to keep providing care. So your concerns about how they're paid and how they're reimbursed, that you're hearing from the docs. Those are big concerns. But what I see with reform is they're going to hopefully set up some provisions where we can really start working together with docs and start saying, hey, let's work in trying to keep the population healthy rather than just doing more services.
Okay. You know what? We'll end on that one. Mark Korth, thank you so much for being here, President and CEO of Mercy Medical. A lot of great things happening down there that I'm so happy to hear that things are moving forward and that more services, better services, awards for the types of medicine you all practice there.
Yeah, Carl, I really appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Okay.
And let's do on a Thursday, let's get them back in here and really start picking this apart so we get facts out there for people to know exactly what to expect. And really talk about the impact in the North State.
And we're going to have the individual physicians in here, too, talking about the impact on them and then on this, because there is a tremendous impact on the physicians. They can't even find the people to be heart surgeons. I think there's like a third of the residencies are going unasked for because they can't find them. They don't want to get into that. So anyway, thank you so much for being here. And hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's getting cold. If it's getting cold, you call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They treat you like family. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Go to their website, homecomfort.org, 221-2642. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit the crew at Redding Crown Motors today, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership. Whether it's new or previously owned, they've got a car, truck, or SUV for you. And they're going to make a great deal for you because they're your neighbors. And then after you buy it from them, they've got the best service bays here in the North State. They take great pride in keeping those cars, trucks, and SUVs on the road. You know what? If you're asking, you say, gosh, you know what? After this, maybe I should spend my money before the taxes and the sales tax goes up. Guess what? Sales tax is going up in January. This is the time to buy. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. It is 2.5%, isn't it?
It's going up. It's going up a bunch.
Imagine that. Okay.
Okay, we had a comment come in after I made some comments earlier about what I thought the conservative people in the United States, and I mentioned the Tea Party. I want to be absolutely accurate that I was not referring to marching orders for our local Tea Party groups. I consider myself of the Tea Party mind. I quote quite often from Michelle Bachmann and things that I hear her say, and not necessarily of the two organizations that are established, if you will, here in Reading. And while I'm at it, you know, I think I am out in the community a lot, and I hear criticisms of the Tea Party movement based on kind of some of the stuff that happened here in Reading. And people have a hard time understanding, Well, which Tea Party group is it? And the bottom line is that even here, if we can't agree to disagree and work together as two Tea Party groups right here in Shasta County, how in the world are we ever going to elect a president of the United States based on Tea Party politics? We got to quit arguing with each other and taking shots at each other. And I wasn't doing that. I was making suggestions about what I saw we got to get back to the basics. And I think that's what it's about. So if I offended anybody
that's too bad.
A tea party, that was not my intention. But I do think the reason I don't go to either one of the groups is because you guys bicker among each other. And I just...
You know, we like the
wrong.
People.
I like the people involved.
Yeah, I do, too. They're,
and I
they're,
like
they're
the
great
movement.
People.
I like the thought process.
I don't understand... I know what Pete Stiglitz did. You know, he said, oh, it's got to be an honor thing. But Jim Reed...
I
mean,
come on.
I mean, Jim Reed has been on our show and several times, and very likable guy. I don't know his personal life. Frankly, I don't care. But when you start talking about, you know, who's going to do what here, I didn't understand that. And Pete and I go back 5 years. I mean, he came here about the same time I did, and we go back 6 years then. So I'm just kind of wondering about that. You know, why he did that. And, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, it's an honor thing with Pete, but I didn't understand how that works.
You know, on this trip that I just took, I witnessed Americana because of the signs, because
sure.
of the little different groups, the churches I went to across the United States, and the whole message and the Tea Party movement as such is a mindset. It's a mindset that says we've got to go back to our basics. We've got to go back to the Constitution. We've got to go back to saying what we mean and meaning what we say. And that's a whole philosophy that doesn't have anything to do with anything other than let's question. You know, we've spent the last many years giving up our freedoms one step at a time, one little bit. And we do it. It's like the carrot routine. My best example is the stings that they set up where they pull you over, drunk driving checks, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, to me...
Checkpoints.
Okay?
We have ways of making you stop.
Excuse me, but I think the Constitution says, or someplace in it, that they have to have a reason to stop and intimidate
you. Not according to the Supreme Court.
Well, okay. But I don't agree with the Supreme Court on that one, because I'm not doing anything. I'm driving down the street.
Driving down the road.
And they pull me over to the side of the road and ask me questions and can, why did they have the right to stop me? I wasn't doing
anything.
I don't
know.
See, but I've had people argue with me, and they say, yeah, but it's important that we get the drunks off the road. So we're willing to give up our right without much of a fight to be searched, basically, be pulled over for no reason so that we can get drunks off the road. Each time we give up one little piece of our freedom for a good reason sometimes. You can go on and on with examples of that one little thing.
And then
there's a story going around right now about how do you catch a wild pig? And you need
and
that's kind of it. You teach them, you initiate them, and pretty quick you've got them used to not having any freedom, and you're still getting fed.
First,
and
you put the corn on the ground, and you put up one side of a fence.
Yeah, and then you
and then the second,
and
then
the third,
and then when
the,
they come in, and then they forget, and then they
and,
just
and
are
and
happy.
And now they've
then.
Forgotten how
because
to take care of
the
themselves.
The little piggies are being taken care of.
That's
until
exactly.
you pull them out and you kill them and you eat them. Oh, remember that
bacon?
Can we say Soylent Green out there? Okay, maybe we haven't gotten to that point. Okay, we've got to
but we're working towards
that's
it.
Right.
That's
right. We'll just be
point.
Calling each other Bacon. Hey, Bacon, how you doing? Hey, Bacon, what's shaking? We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
Hi, folks. Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take Mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket, and with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our Smokin' Fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
I'll never back down. I'll never back down. I'll never back down. I won't back down.
That was a full break behind. I apologize.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You know what? Your sales tax is going up. This is a time to buy before. Go down there and find that motorcycle, and you're going to get a great deal, first of all. But then if you wait till January 1st, guess what? That price goes up like 2%. Because sales tax. Now's the time. Head on down. Or you can find the bike you want at American Icon at Redding Harley Davidson. Give them a call at 241-7117. I ride a Harley. My friends ride Harleys. 1268 Twin View Boulevard. You want to experience the ride? You want to live the dream? Ride with Redding Harley Davidson. Okay. Linda's going to be tonight at the on the spot with Linda Bott, and then Trish Clark's with me. But we got a whole bunch of people lined up. Okay, Sally, you're up. You're live.
Yes, hi. I was just wanting to weigh in on the matter of the Tea Party that Trish Clark was just talking about. You know, being a part of the Reading Tea Party, we do allow, you know, the Bostonian Tea Party, whenever they have a function, they come and bring us their flyers and want to pass out to our group people. We don't have a problem with that. We've worked with them. We've attended some of their functions. But when it comes down to endorsing someone like Jim Reed, that's where we have to draw the line, and that's why we are unable to work together, and I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay, Sally.
Appreciate that, Sally.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing.
Words were not meant to criticize Tea Party or anything you're doing.
I understand.
Then you had
I
some great impacts
way,
on local elections.
There comes a point where we cannot work together, and that's what the way it's been.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why. That just illustrates it completely.
Okay.
Thanks for the clarification.
And, you know, here's the thing is the Tea Party's weigh in on their local politics, and they've had an impact, I think, in the Bill Chappelle mm-hmm. winning and in Gary Cad being hit right now. Okay, let's go to Jim. Jim, good morning. You're live.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. You're live on KCNR.
Yeah. Hey, really appreciate what Trish is doing, helping you out with that down there. She's got a lot of good insight on things. Hey, I'd like to see what we can do about getting the movement started to take our electoral college and move it to individual
percentages.
Percentages out there for the county and for the state. And like there was two-thirds of the state voted for Obama and one-third voted for Romney, according to the popular vote on the thing. But what makes me mad, we didn't even get from the House to Bacon Brew before we found out that we were irrelevant out here on the West Coast. Even our vote didn't even get counted out here.
Yeah.
As far as they said and they already called it for the president. I like to see them wait for California to bring theirs in for their 54 in and to decide who's going to be our next president.
Yeah, but see, you know what? They don't care. The media doesn't care.
I know the media doesn't care.
Media doesn't care.
But that's where we need to get something started. Well, I think Chris knows how to do that, get something started to get rid of the
winner take all. You know what? I'm 100% behind
idea.
That. I think that every state, the percentage of that state's vote should be that percentage of those electoral college votes. That way,
right.
if you've got 33% of the people or 40% of people in California believe that one way, their votes count.
And I think they can do that state by state.
They can do that state by state.
Maybe we ought to put our two Republican
states,
representatives in Congress down
right.
to work on that.
There's two or three
right.
states. There's two or three states that's the way it is. It does it that way. Okay. Hey, Jim,
yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bet. Bye.
Got one. Okay, got like a minute left. Tomorrow we're going to be at the School of the Arts for their Hooray for Veterans out there.
Anyway. We're going to have veterans all weekend.
Veterans
check
all weekend.
Your local newspaper.
We'll talk
There's
about
There's so
that.
Much going right. on. There's so many veterans. We're going to spend the weekend celebrating our veterans.
That's right. And you know what, Trish? Life goes on. Life goes on. And so we've got to go on, and we've got to work within the system here to make the changes that we can. And if people are not liking what they see in 2 years, the Senate will change hands back and will become Republican. If they do, it'll stay the way it is.
And if any of us have any money left in 2 years, maybe we can get involved in some of that.
You know, and Al Akbar, I'm sorry, God bless Barack Obama. And just a joke, come on. No, God bless him, because he is our president. And you know what? He needs to bring people together, and I hope and pray that both sides can get together here and do something right for our country. What can I say?
From your word, your lips to God's ears.
Well, we'll see. Trish, thanks a lot. Remember, 6 o'clock tonight, Linda, on the spot with Linda Bott. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Ready.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The man who turned a congresswoman's meet and greet into a mass murder is due in court this hour for his sentencing. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper following this live.
Jared Loeffner showed up at a meet and greet event in Tucson last year hosted by then Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. By the time his shooting rampage ended, he had killed 6 people and injured 13 others, including Giffords. The former congresswoman will be in court, and some victims will tell Loeffner, who has schizophrenia, how their lives have been affected. The 24-year-old struck a plea deal that will land him in prison for life without the possibility of parole. Some welcome the deal, saying it's a way to avoid a lengthy trial and move on. Lisa?
Jennifer, thanks. The Northeast dealing with the aftermath of the second storm in 2 weeks, a setback in efforts to recover from Sandy. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley with a live update.
A foot of snow now in areas of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. In the hard-hit area of Long Beach, Long Island, City Manager